This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, Larry Richard with my celebrity guest host, Michael Bartley.
You're the legendary celebrity.
So, Michael, you went to private high school, Central Catholic. And obviously well-known. And I'm curious, at that level for private schools and then for public schools, obviously, the largest is Pittsburgh Public Schools.
Yeah.
I think North Allegheny School District is second largest. How will this dismantling of the Department of Education on a federal level affect everybody at this level? Let's start combining that with what went on with President Trump and the judge first. Here's CBS's Natalie Brand.
The judge in that case has pushed his deadline for answers about those deportation flights until noon today as this court battle ramps up. This, as President Trump is expected to sign the executive order we've been talking about for weeks now, targeting the Department of Education. That's a longtime goal of conservatives.
Today, President Trump is expected to make good on another campaign promise.
We will ultimately eliminate the federal Department of Education. They'll send it back to the states.
The White House says he will sign an executive order to begin dismantling the Department of Education, though total elimination would require congressional approval. A senior official also tells CBS News the order does not change federal student loans or Title I, which provides financial assistance to children from low-income families. Also, a federal judge, after extending a previous deadline, is still demanding answers by today from the Trump administration on why his orders to halt two deportations flights to El Salvador carrying alleged gang members over the weekend were ignored.
Court filings show the administration may use the state secrets privilege to try and block the judge from seeing some information about the removals.
Meanwhile, the White House says President Trump proposed that the U.S. take control of Ukraine's power plants to ensure their security during his one-hour phone call with the country's leader, Volodymyr Zelensky, yesterday. The president described their first call since their Oval Office clash as very good. Zelensky also said he's on board with a partial ceasefire on energy and infrastructure, something also discussed with Russian President Vladimir Putin during President Trump's Tuesday call. White House officials say negotiations could begin as early as this weekend in Saudi Arabia.
Now back to the order on the Department of Education. A group of Republican governors and officials is expected to attend the signing. That includes former campaign rival Ron DeSantis of Florida. Now, as you alluded to, Michael, unions, teachers groups have vowed to fight. They also condemned the moves earlier this month to slash the department's workforce by around 50%.
CBS's Natalie Brand. So the numbers go like this. The 4,133 Department of Education employees before Trump took office, 600 of those chose to leave by resigning or retiring. Mm-hmm. Then last week, 1,300 were told they would lose their jobs in a workforce reduction. That leaves 2,183 to staff, which compared to other departments at the federal government is relatively small, but those jobs presumably would all go away too.
Yeah, they would go away too. If this requires congressional approval, there's going to be quite a bit of pushback. There's no doubt about it. Here's why. Let me elaborate on that. I brought this up a couple of weeks ago, and our phones here at KDK rang off the hook because of teachers and program employees of programs for autistic kids, ADHD kids, and those sort of special needs students, with that, a lot of that is overseen by funding from the Department of the Federal Department of Education. So what is that going to look like now? If you push all of that to the states, how does that get ramped up and continue the way it has been? Because a lot of the school districts, city and suburban, will tell you that those programs are phenomenal.
Why total elimination of the Department of Education?
Well, I'll tell you something. Trump has said the Department of Education is wasteful and polluted by liberal ideology. Now, there'd be great disagreement about that, but that's what he said. He's on record saying that.
So the White House justifies the department's closure, claiming that since its founding in 1979,
mm-hmm.
and I actually thought it would have been
way earlier.
Right.
Me too.
So it's relatively new for a country that's over 250 years old. The Department of Education has spent over $3 trillion, and they say without actually improving student achievement, that this country lacks far behind other countries when it comes to student testing and achievement.
And they can argue that. They can argue that. But pushing it to the states, I just, people are like, how's it, what's it going to look like? How's it going to work? And I think a lot of teachers have issues with it. I think a lot of staff have issues with it. I think people in Harrisburg have issues with that,
so
as well.
Federal dollars supporting, at the state level, obviously, public mm-hmm. schools funding is between 6 and 13%. So if I told you today, Michael, we're cutting 13% out of your budget,
yeah,
that's going to sting.
That is going to sting
so
big time.
Ultimately, is going to suffer because of this, remains to be seen.
But and that's the question. But I'll tell you what, you've talked to parents of autistic kids, kids with ADHD. They are very, very concerned about this.
Coming up, we want to also talk about Social Security because there are changes and plans to make changes there. Now we have your attention. Michael Bartley, that was a great tease, Paul Rasmussen.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint. It has nothing to do with this being the first day of spring.
Oh, yeah, that's not. Yeah, well, I have my guesses.
Yeah, it's actually a fascinating story.
Uh-huh.
A big day, let's just put it that way. Social Security, significant changes are coming for Social Security recipients. Millions of people will no longer be able to verify their identity over the phone, creating a challenge for older Americans and those with disabilities. Advocates are raising concerns about this burden that it could place on the already vulnerable population. Now,
if you're a senior citizen and you have to verify your identity, listen, a lot of people use landlines still, and they, you know, and they
do
have
they?
And well, I don't know, but they use phones to call, and then they're on hold for an hour and a half. Senator Bernie Sanders yesterday was talking about, you know, the staffing has for Social Security has been cut. And then they go to the Social Security office, but they can't get in there without an appointment. So that's a major issue for senior citizens.
So the Trump administration is going to require new and existing recipients to either verify themselves online
uh-huh.
or have IDs verified in person, even while more than 40 field offices are slated to be shut down by the Department of Government Efficiency.
There it is.
To your point.
That's what I'm saying.
The changes are aimed at addressing the potential fraudulent claims and improper payments, which amounted to, they estimate, $72 billion between 2015 and 22.
That's, and the Trump administration says they're not cutting Social Security benefits, only cutting, trying to get to the fraud.
Right.
But you know, the majority of the fraud, from what I understand, is these crime rings abroad.
Somehow.
Yeah.
So that's why the identity, the push for the mm-hmm. identity issue so that they can verify. So there are 72.5 million Americans who receive benefits, including their children, from Social Security. Now, the difference on these benefits is it's money you paid in over your lifetime.
Every time you get a paycheck, you pay into Social Security. It's your money.
Right. Capped at a certain salary.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However, you know, I think any reasonable person wants to eliminate the fraud portion.
I'm with that. Yeah.
But the other thing they want to be able to do is if there is an overpayment to you for some reason, they can hold your money until they recover. It's called the clawback. So if for some reason you were overpaid, they're going to hold future monies until they recover the money that was overpaid.
And see, the problem with all of that is there are going to be mistakes and people aren't going to get paid and they're going to be senior citizens who... There are going to be mistakes. That's all I'm saying. And then senior citizens expecting their money, they're not going to get paid, and it's going to be an issue. Anything related to Social Security, alarm bells go off with people. Don't you think so?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, people get bent out of shape. I know.
Consider this.
Yeah.
There are people that are living on a razor-edge budget.
I know.
And they count on this money.
I know. And even if they were overpaid a couple of bucks, does that mean that's going to be clawed back? That's a disaster. How are they going to live? Is my point. Anytime you mess with Social Security, not to mention it is a political suicidal deal. You can't do it. And
well,
I'm all for getting rid of the fraud.
They've tapped the money over the years. Both parties have done this.
I agree. I'm not throwing stones at any particular party.
No, I'm just saying that it should be money that had never been touched by the government.
Agreed.
Because it's the money they took from you.
And that's our money.
Career. That's your money. This is not a gift.
Correct.
From the federal government.
That's right. That's exactly right.
This is money you earned.
This is money you earned and you put in.
And now, to avoid fraud, they're going to require these changes.
Well,
so,
there's going to be pushback like you can't believe.
Well, there's pushback. You turn every corner. Go 360 and look at any. We're talking about Department of Education, Department of Defense,
IRS,
Security,
IRS,
the Voice of America. I mean, there's...
Everything.
No stone untouched.
No. Cancer research, all of it.
Well, the NIH money for research and all that is just a quagmire.
Oh, that is a quagmire and a half.
University of Pittsburgh alone counts on over $600 million.
I know. Johns Hopkins is really, really concerned. Oh, boy.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Michael Bartley.
The Big K.
Hey, all you hear about are the jobs being cut at the federal level.
Yeah.
And then low unemployment rates prior to that. Now there's opportunity with well over 400 jobs in this state for one company.
Yeah. A growing company.
And joining us from the Tribune Review is Joe Napsha. Joe, good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Joe.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Mike.
So... Yeah. Michael's looking for a job at Sheetz.
You know, Joe, you know why?
Yeah.
Do they offer free MTO at Sheetz?
I guess they do when they work.
Do they? I didn't know that. Sheetz has very good hot. They have good hot dogs. They do.
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah. Yeah. But he might have to work the weekend shift or the overnight
shift. That's okay.
That's all right. He's already getting up early for this shift.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. So it may surprise people, Joe, that there are 310 locations in Pennsylvania. They seem to be popping up on every corner.
Yeah, yeah. They are a growing company. There's no doubt about it. And they've got a great business model, Larry. And they are expanding. I guess the catch is it's on the raw numbers. You look at 440 or more than 440 jobs, over 310 stores. So it's like maybe 7 employees for every 5 stores. So if that averages out that way.
And Joe, it's interesting that you know, people think it would be a, you know, working at a convenience store, that it wouldn't, you know, but would be an okay job. But they're offering some pretty competitive stuff here.
Oh, yes, they are. Yeah. and that is that the health plan, the college tuition, college tuition reimbursement, and obviously they have flexible hours, 401k. So it is. It's like a professional office in that terms of the menu of benefits that they offer their employees. So that's a real positive for that. And the fact, that, as you know, they've got these 7 states, and so they're looking for expanding their jobs in the other states as well.
All right, so the big job fair is coming up. What do they do? They go to any Sheetz location on March 26th, next Wednesday.
Yeah. Right. They have to fill out an online, some type of online application. They go in into the to the clerk at the cash register, and they get, I think it's a QR code. They get some other information and get an interview, on-the-job interview. So for those people who are looking, really need the job right away, that's a great opportunity.
All right, go to jobs.sheetz.com. And again, that's 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. next Wednesday.
Right. All right. Yeah, right.
All right,
yeah.
Joe, thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, take care.
Have
okay.
a good day, Joe.
Bye. You got it. That's Joe Napshev from the Trib. Did you ever work in a convenience store?
No, but I worked at Giant Eagle.
Did you?
Yeah.
Were you a bagger?
I was a bagger. How'd you know that?
You just looked like a friendly bagger.
And then I was promoted to cleaning the, shine the floors on Saturday nights. I was a bagger. Guess what store?
With the buffer
machine. It was the Squirrel Hill on Murray Avenue.
Well, that's close to Greenfield.
And that was 1979. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Aaron, did you ever work in a convenience store?
I didn't. I was more so into like the clothing store.
Oh,
so
you were?
I worked in a clothing store in the mall when I was 16.
These Sheetz are popping up everywhere. And let me give you an example. In Cranberry.
What a company.
On 228, when you get off the 79 exit where there's the big intersection, there's a Sheetz. Mm-hmm. And then almost within eyesight, you could see another Sheetz that's on the opposite side of the road heading east on 228.
Yeah.
And there's some across from Get-Go's. Literally.
It's actually funny because if you're on a road trip, I just expect to see a Sheetz.
Me too.
And when you don't, you're kind of like, where the heck am I?
I religiously stop at the Sheetz in Breezewood.
Yeah,
on my way to D.C.
They have a cease and desist order on you there.
Wait, but Larry, I think that would be a good job to work in a convenience store, don't you?
Well, I don't know.
You're on your feet the whole time. I don't know.
Let's be
honest. Why did you work in a convenience store?
No, I worked at Ponderosa Steakhouse.
Did you? Doing what?
I was the baked potato fry and bun man.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, that's a great job.
Which led me to Eaton Park where I cooked.
Did you? You made super burgers?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I cooked 300 breakfasts in McKee's Rocks, and then I got the job when they opened a new one on the outbound McKnight Road lane.
When I was a bagger at the Squirrel Hill Giant Eagle, my lunch break, I'd walk across the street and go to the Eaton Park. It's not even there anymore. And you know what I'd get? Always strawberry pie. Thank you!
With whipped cream.
Oh, that was very good. Yeah.
I went Monday.
Uh-huh. You went this Monday.
I had a super burger.
Oh, I haven't had one in a while. It's that sauce.
And people, remember when Eaton Park used to say there's always something special cooking?
Yeah.
That was
their
line. When I was there, we just didn't know what it was.
Wait, did you know how to make the breakfast too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. My friends and I used to go there late at night for pie.
Yeah, the strawberry pie is strong. Pumpkin or strawberry with whipped cream.
Oh, in high school, if we went to a keg party, we ended up at that Squirrel Hill Eaton Park.
Or Hojo's.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how nice that
Hojo's was on the Boulevard of the Allies. Do you remember?
Fried clams. So if you want a job at Sheetz, next Wednesday's your day, but go online to jobs.sheetz.com. Giant Eagle.
I worked at the Eagle. Yeah, I loved it, too.
Do you?
Yeah, I loved it.
You were that guy.
It was a great job.
You were that talkative bagger.
I worked at Fox's Pizza then, too. I made the pizzas.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, President Trump expected to sign another executive order to begin dismantling another federal agency.
Trump's made it no secret for a number of years now, especially through the campaign, that he wanted to get rid of the U.S. Department of Ed.
And the question is, how does that affect all our public and private schools locally? And we're sorting through those details.
The big dance starts today, gentlemen, at 12:15, in fact, with a pair of games.
Experts predict as many as 40% of the workforce will be calling off sick today and tomorrow. 23% of those who do show up for work will be spending an average of 4 hours watching games.
40%? I never knew that.
Oh, it's a big deal to blow off work today.
Oh, it's a big one.
And guys, a change in the weather starts today. We had an 80 yesterday, a record, right? Well,
as the storm system moves east, we will be seeing this storm system now bring the potential for some rain to the northeast. And then late tonight into early Friday, could actually see a bit of backside snow.
And the good news is we're not getting the blizzard-like conditions we saw in places like Chicago.
That was wild.
Yeah, but tonight, a rain or snow shower in spots, well, how about that? And back down to 31.
After we hit 80 on the last day of winter.